This is BBC Radio 4. Now, here's the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505, today, Friday, the 25th of July. The general synopsis at midnight. Frontal trough Iceland to northwest Fitzroy, expected north Utsira to Fitzroy by midnight tonight. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking north Utsira. Northwesterly, backing westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. South Utsira. Northwesterly 4 to 6. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. 40s. Variable 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 later. Showers, good. Cromarty, Forth, Tyne. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southwest or southwest or southwest 3 to 5 for a time. Showers, good. Dogger. Variable 2 to 4, becoming west or southwest 3 to 5. Fair, good. Fisher, German Bight. West or northwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in Fisher. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Humber, Thames, Dover, White. Variable 2 to 4, becoming west or southwest 3 to 5 later. Showers at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Portland, west or northwest 3 to 5, occasional drizzle later, good, occasionally poor later. Plymouth, west or northwest 3 to 5, drizzle later, good, occasionally poor later. Biscay, north or northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, fair, good. South Fitzroy, northerly or northeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally 4 in the north, fair, good. North Fitzroy, Sole. Variable 2 to 4, occasional drizzle, fog patches developing in the west, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in the west. Lundy. Southwest, veering west or northwest 3 to 5. Occasional drizzle later, good, occasionally poor later. Fastnet. West or northwest 3 to 5, occasional drizzle, mainly fair later, good, occasionally poor until later. Irish Sea. Southwest veering northwest later 3 to 5, occasional drizzle later, good, occasionally poor later. Shannon, west 3 to 5, drizzle then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, west or southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, rain or drizzle then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. And Faroes, southeast Iceland. Southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, rain then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Now here are the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, south-southwest 4, 4 miles, 1015, falling. Stornoway, south by west 4, slight drizzle, 1.5 miles, 1013, falling. Lerwick, southwest by south 3, mist 3 miles, 1014, falling slowly. Lucas, west by south 2, 5 miles, 1016, falling slowly. Bridlington, west by south 2, 1017, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, north-northeast 4, 5 miles, 1017. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, north 4, 5 miles, 1018. Jersey, north-northwest by north 2, mist 2 miles, 1019, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, north-northwest 3, 2 miles, 1020. Scilly Automatic, west by north 2, mist 2 miles, 1022, falling slowly. Valentia, southwest by west 2, mist 4 miles, 1020, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, west by north 1, 5 miles, 1019, falling slowly. And Malin Head, south southwest 3, recent drizzle 6 miles, 1016, falling slowly. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation: a ridge of high pressure over the United Kingdom will gradually retreat southwards as a front moves east, bringing weakening bands of rain and drizzle to some northern and western waters. Winds will be mainly light or moderate for most areas, but stronger winds may affect some northwestern coasts at times. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, south becoming west or southwest 3 to 5. Rain or drizzle, showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor until later. From Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, west or southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time. Showers later, good. From Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, variable becoming northwest 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later. Showers, good. From Whitby to Gibraltar Point, variable 2 to 4, fair, good. From Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, variable 2 to 4, becoming southerly 3 to 5 for a time. Showers at first, good, occasionally poor at first. From North Foreland to Selsey Bill, variable becoming westerly or southwesterly later 2 to 4. Showers at first, good, occasionally poor at first. From Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, variable 2 to 4, becoming west or southwest 3 to 5 later. Mainly fair, good. From Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, variable 2 to 4, becoming west or southwest 3 to 5. Occasional drizzle later, good, occasionally poor later. From Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, west or southwest, veering northwest later, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later in the Bristol Channel. Occasional drizzle later, good, occasionally poor later. From St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, west or southwest, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Occasional drizzle later, good, occasionally poor later. From Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, west or southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Occasional drizzle, good, occasionally moderate. The Isle of Man, southwest veering west or northwest later 3 or 4. Occasional rain or drizzle, becoming fair later. Good, occasionally moderate until later. From Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, south or southwest becoming variable 2 to 4. Occasional drizzle, showers later, good, occasionally poor until later. From the Mull of Galloway to the Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and the North Channel, southwesterly veering westerly or northwesterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first. Drizzle then showers, good, occasionally poor until later. From the Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, west or southwest 3 to 5, occasional rain or drizzle, showers later, good, occasionally poor until later. From Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 3 in the south, occasional rain or drizzle, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. And the Shetland Isles, south 3 to 5, veering west or southwest 4 to 6, occasional rain, showers later, moderate or good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. Now on Radio 4, it's time for Prayer for the Day with Steve Taylor.
Good morning. In my research as a psychologist, I once interviewed a woman called Irene who was diagnosed with breast cancer and told she probably only had a year left to live. She reacted to her diagnosis in an unusual way. When she stepped out of the consulting room, she felt elated and liberated. As she told me, the air was so clean and fresh, and everything seemed so vibrant and vivid. The trees were so green and everything was so alive. I became aware of this energy radiating from the trees and had this tremendous feeling of connectedness. I felt so fortunate to be alive on this planet. Although it was especially intense for the next few weeks, Irene remained in the state of intensified awareness. Her cancer went into remission for 13 years, and she was incredibly grateful for the awakening it gave her. which enabled her to live in a more fulfilling and contented way. She retrained as a therapist and spent her working life supporting other cancer patients. As she told me, I used to just sit and think, this is amazing that things could just fall into place so quickly. Why did Irene's diagnosis have such a positive effect? She told me that it was about becoming aware of death. As she said, it was the first time I'd seen death as a reality and realized that life is just temporary. Some people might believe it's morbid or depressing to think about death, but contemplating death helps us to become aware of the value of life. It can give us a new sense of perspective and a sense of purpose. It can help us let go of unnecessary attachments to possessions, beliefs, or the future or the past. It can make us aware of the beauty and wonder of the world. So today, let's pause for a moment to remind ourselves that life is a temporary gift that we should savor and celebrate. Blessings.
That was Prayer for the Day with Steve Taylor. Now on Radio 4, it's time for Farming Today with Kaz Graham.
Good morning. The UK's chief vet is warning travellers not to run the risk of bringing foot and mouth disease home in their holiday luggage. Leave the meat and cheese behind is her message. And some very needy and wriggly livestock.
They're sensitive to atmospheric pressure, they're sensitive to light, they're sensitive to heat, they're sensitive to metal in the waters, they have moods, they can be very tricky.
The demands of farming leeches. Yes, leeches. More on that a little later. First, though, working in agriculture can be a full-on job, especially at busy times of the farming year. And sometimes that means that farmers don't find time to look after their own health. We're talking about well-being and health in farming communities all this week. Some livestock markets host NHS staff